I'm going to start with just some text, and then we'll move on through the part of it that we didn't get to last week. In Romans chapter 5, 13, the scripture says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Do you know that the Holy Spirit is a powerful, powerful person in the Godhead? And when the Holy Spirit is with us, He is in us. I want you to touch that. He's in us. If the Holy Spirit is in me, and I leave to go 100 miles over yonder, where's the Holy Spirit with me? Right there with me. And the same thing is with you. Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." In Deuteronomy 3, the scripture says, "Be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." You cannot beat a deal like that. Psalm 23:1-6, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the bright paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely Your goodness and mercy and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You have an opportunity in your life to do what people normally cannot do. In the first section, there are some statements that I like. Sometimes you see things that other people have said. Maybe it's not scripture, but it's said and it has some good sense to it. Here's some statements from other believers that can encourage us if we'll just listen. So your job right now is to listen. "The stars may fall, but God's promises will stand fulfilled. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather it's the presence of Christ. If our motives are the glory of God, we have tremendous freedom to dream with our hearts that are completely His. If we'll just jump, His will's going to catch us. Let Him be God. Move ahead with what you know and quit overanalyzing what you don't." Do you know that's one of the biggest problems in the world in religion? People's always adding stuff to it, making it different. "I can tell you this, I've given God countless reasons not to love me." I suspect you could say that. "But none of them have ever been strong enough to change His mind about me." And that goes for you. God loves you. He's on your side. Always ready to be with you. Faith sees the invisible. Faith believes the unbelievable and receives the impossible. I have a God that's working on my side. You can't get better than what He's got to say. In Joshua 24:15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors that you served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household, what? We will serve the Lord. Dear friends, the Scripture says, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. And if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. How would you like to know and be assured that God is always resting on you? He's on your side. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. There's bad in this world. There's evil in this world. But the Scriptures have ways to wash that down in our lives. No matter what your neighbor does or what your buddies do and what all that, you stay with Him. When we first come into Christ, it's easy to become overwhelmed and in some cases even confused. Living life in God isn't always easy for some of us because, listen to this, you're flawed. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're flawed. You are not perfect. You know that? I'm certainly not perfect. I've hung out with a lot of you over the years, and you're not perfect. But I have a God who is, and what He does is He puts it on us, takes it off of Him, puts it on us. Because we're in a covenant with God, we're clothed in His righteousness, which means that we're wearing the very same righteousness that God wears because He has imputed to us just as if it were your father Abraham. Now, here's a question. God's done all of this stuff for us. Do we really deserve that? What did we do to deserve that? This is a gift. And it's a gift not from somebody other than God Himself. In Deuteronomy 31:6, the Scripture says, be strong and courageous and do not be afraid because of them, because the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you and never forsake you. That comes clearly out of the Scriptures. If that's God's talking, how safe am I? I'm going to read this again, okay? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Raise your hand if you believe that. I believe that. And here's what it means. You're going to mess up. You don't need to get yourself out all twisted up and thinking, I'll just never make it. God goes with you. He will not forsake you. He loves us. I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and we've been into graveyards I don't know how many times. I've been in hospitals where people are struggling for life, on all kind of machinery on them, trying to keep them alive. And then you find out, you know, that you're about to die, and then you die. It happens. But I can tell you this, that when God gives you a promise, alive or dead, you can bank on it being good. Our problems with inconsistency most often comes on us because we're masters of trying to walk with Christ and at the same time trying to handle all of this stuff on our own. You can't do this on your own. There's not a preacher in this world that can make it right. Preachers are just people too. You don't have that power. I don't have that power. I can't heal you if I wanted to. If I could heal you, we'd just have a healing and get this thing done. It's not going to happen. But God will make it happen in the resurrection. I want you to know that when you die, don't get upset about it. Because you're going to sleep in Christ until the day of the resurrection. And you will stand on this earth again. It don't matter if you die or not. You're coming back. No faith healer can make that happen. We need each other. I'm grateful to be in a place and have been in a place that I've been able to work among people all these years in this same place. And I've seen a lot, and you've seen a lot. But we have been a people of faith, and we really believed what the Scripture had to say. And if you don't believe the Bible, that's your choice. I wouldn't push anybody down because of that. If that's your choice, that's your choice. We need each other. There are people in this room that have a lot to say, a lot to share. And there's people in this room that don't have all that much to share. Which one's better? Are we all the same? All we are is walking dirt. But I'm going to come up. I'll walk out of here again after I'm dead. And so will you. Romans 12:1-21. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of us. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the other. That means you belong to me, and I belong to you. We're together, and we hold together. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encouraging, then give encouragement. If it's giving, give it generously. If it's to lead, do it gently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere, must hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor others above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you and bless those who do curse. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. I never was one of those preachers to come out with a flowing robe. you would have laughed. But that goes on everywhere. It's something about that coat. You put that coat on, you must be better. There's a serious verse from the Scriptures we need to hear and believe, and we need to absorb it. It's in Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You know what? All this preaching stuff is, and coming to the assembly and learning stuff from the Scriptures, all of this could be done in your home. Most of this could be. Is it possible for Anita and I to get up and have church? Church is not here, by the way. The church is an entity that is alive and moves. You may be in a church house. That's about as close you might get. I want to know that I'm in the embrace of people I love when I die. I want people to know that I did the best I could. And I want to know with everything in me, I want to walk with Him no matter where He walks. I want to hang out with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3-6, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but on tables of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we're competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. There's other verses that just keep seeing and keep saying and keep giving itself to us. Do you know that the Bible is a living, breathing testimony? How many of you, if you don't want to raise your hand, don't raise your hand, okay? It doesn't matter what you have, what you've done. I've done some bad things in my life. I know you don't want to know that. And I'm certainly not going to give you a list. But I have hung out with a bunch of church people that got the same problem. And that happens everywhere. I am with Jesus Christ. I am in His embrace. And He has embraced me. And He's done that with all of you who have a covenant with Him. You can't beat what Jesus Christ has done for us. Fellowship is a big word because it's about relationship. If you're going through a difficult time, you need to start paying close attention to when and if you begin to lose your peace. I'm at peace. There's 1,000 things I want to do. When it came my birthday in January, I didn't even want to talk about it. That means Robert's going to get older and everybody else in here is going to get older. You know what? No matter how you live, if you have little or a lot, God is taking care of you. And I will never, ever let that go in my life. You can do what you will, but I know you well enough to know that you'll take care of this. Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. I'm going to tell you, I want to be on God's side. I want to be the one that in my life minds my business as I do business with God. And then I want to encourage other people to just deal with their business, but do it in God. How many of you ever have read through the Bible all the way through? How many of you have done it at least 10 times? You know, it takes 10.5 hours. That's all it takes. You can do that in one day. And that means that in about every 3 or 4 days, you could just read the whole thing through again. Would that help us or would that hurt us? The more we have, the better it is. I'm going to tell you, we have a God who's on our side, and nobody will take it from us. Alan, if you got a really good song,
I stand amazed.
Come stand amazed. I'm going to tell you what, I'm stand amazed every day I wake up. When I was young, I was real stupid. I have gotten it down to just stupid now. And I suspect we have a house full of that in some way or another.